Can the Wildcats do it again? This is Eddie Greer, third host of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Friday edition of this podcast, May 30th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Well, fresh off of the Podbean app with Alex Aiden. We talked about this a lot. This will come out later this morning. Over in the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Everybody's leaving. Leaving simultaneously. I will be leaving simultaneously. I will be leaving here shortly after recording this daily podcast. Of course, all things K-State Sports Pro Project Podcast, where that is baseball, golf, track and field, rowing, and so much more, folks. Later tonight, Game 1, Austin Regional, K-State. In, back in the state of Texas, right back to the state of Texas, taking on the second seed in Austin Regional, UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio there. And we all remember last year at this very time, oh my goodness, excuse me, that K-State baseball went on this run last year, unexpected run through the Fayetteville Regional, which they took down, upset Arkansas all the way to sweep, unexpected sweep as well. Right into the Super Regional there. And obviously, same setup, right? You have the same setup here, but now you have Austin in the mix. And you're the third seed. In case it was the third seed last year in the Fayetteville Regional as well. And everything, like I said, well, I'm going to pick up where we talked about last night with Alex Aiden. Again, you can check out that. Once I have that up, go download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-I-D Apostles Podcast. You want more bonus coverage of your Cats here as we are getting closer, obviously, to the 2024-25 calendar year athletically. But we still have unfinished business, obviously, as well. We'll have you postcast, obviously, all the way through until the back Cats are eliminated or somehow make another run through this thing. But it all starts tonight, UTSA in the Austin Regional. Texas, your number one seed, who won the SEC this year by 2 games over Arkansas, a team that K-State upset again earlier this year, season. Then you have UTSA, 44-13. Then you have, obviously, K-State and Houston Christian. Houston Christian, 4 seed, 32-23, and then, of course, K-State. Throughout the year this year, you've been following along all year long in this podcast. You're every dayer of this podcast. 31-24. There in K-State, and they're going to send, like they have been all year long, Jacob Frost to the mound tonight. 1-4 record of 5.75 ERA. And he started the Houston game. The last time K-State played, obviously, the Big 12 tournament, where they got knocked off, upset by Houston in that. Look, if K-State, and maybe Alex is on to something here, but if K-State is going to, and I don't see, now again, they're familiar with Texas, but they got to get through UTSA first. Obviously, this is double elimination, okay? Back to the Big 12 Championship one more time. That was single elimination. I said it due to all the new teams, the new format, and K-State over there was one and done. Now, if K-State loses, they're having a chance, but hey, look, double elimination format, and you have a chance. You have a chance here. Look, if K-State's going to have a chance here to make noise in this regional, this offense led all year by a host of players, Keegan O'Connor, Maxis Martin, Seth Dardar and company, D. Kennedy and company, and more. The bats got to get hot. They got to wake up. You had plenty of time to figure it out. Now, it's go time now. It's go time. Your season, this team got an at-large bid. So, you snuck in the back door yet again, thanks to Pete Hughes and what he's done with the RPI, with the schedule and scheduling all these hard-ass teams at the beginning of the year. And now it's paying off. Will it pay off here? We're going to have to see about that. Obviously, what sticks out is Texas, obviously. But UTSA, Houston Christian, look, UTSA, we're familiar with these guys. Now, again, in 44, now again, Alex brought up something. I'm not going to try to spoil the whole conversation. You're not listening to that once I have it all posted and everything else like that. But hey, man, if this team's going to go where it needs to go and stun everybody again, it's the offense. All year long, over 90 home runs as a team this year, breaking the barriers, used 17 conference wins, the most in K-State program history. And it's still stunning, by the way, to me. As a student and a current alum at K-State, I'm like, what? I only had more than 17 wins. But anyways, that's not here or there as well. But, man, if K-State offense got and you got to play clean baseball. This is what it comes down to. Postseason mistakes lead to big innings. And we saw that Houston jumped on K-State. It didn't matter what seed what they were ready to play. They were the ready, more readier team than K-State was. Pretty and simple. Now, you have a second chance. And you're right back to the state of Texas with an opportunity. Hey, look, man, if K-State were to navigate through this regional, they were to play the winner of the Los Angeles regional. I believe will be net default next weekend. Yeah, next weekend, the Super Regionals, the June 6th to the 8th. That's crazy. We're 2 days away from June. Crazy. And we're pretty much in the summer, K-State Nation. In the summer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is the preview, regional preview, more preview talk. Kansas State baseball playing right through the end of May. Eddie Greer III, host of the podcast, for a few more minutes. And funny enough, this is an eye-popping stat. Pete Hughes, the head coach of this team, headed into this regional. 6 straight wins. And it's actually in a regional round by itself. And again, it goes back to last year. Right when, okay, now that makes sense because they went on that run one of the first years that Hughes was here, and then they got stifled in the Super Regional round. Shock, unsurprisingly enough, there. But yeah, they swept through that regional, the Fayetteville Regional, which included the number one team in the nation, Arkansas, and you beat them in their own house, right? So, 6-game winning streak on the line tonight at 6 o'clock. First pitch is after that. Of course, you can catch all, if you can't catch it on ESPN Plus. If you're traveling this weekend, K-State Sports Radio never happened to call with Brian Smoller and Matt Walters on the call. The Roadrunners of UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio, will send Zach Royce on the mound with an 8-4 record, 5.38 ERA. This is the 6th tournament for Kansas State baseball. 2nd consecutive for we need to mention this, right? On the Bonus Channel, on Podbean app. Back-to-back selections, appearances. You got to go back to, well, maybe he did. I can't remember. Back to 2010 and 11 for the cast. So it's an important deal. Can they make a run? Look, this was supposed to be, kind of a setback here. But somehow, one or another, this team responded when their backs against the wall. Well, the backs against the wall here, and I think they're going to be up to the task here. The offense is going to need to help the pitching out. That's what it comes down to in this game. Again, you're going to need to play clean baseball. That's what it's come down to. Clean baseball, not giving the big inning. I've said it all year long. And mistakes. K-State's offense struck first and never scored again in that game against Houston. The last time K-State played in the Big 12 tournament and got ousted in the first round, sloppy baseball. So you just cannot in the biggest stages cannot afford to do it. You just can't do it. You just can't do it, right? So if K-State were to win, they would play tomorrow night, right? Same time. Well, no, it's not the same time. It'll be at 8 o'clock Central Time. But if K-State were to lose tonight, they'll play the early game at 2 Central Time against the loser of Texas and Houston Christian. That was on the line there. So, again, we'll have postcasts of both games, obviously. So, if there's another game or an extra game, we'll definitely have it covered here on the Pro Project Podcast, obviously. there as well. So J.R. Frost versus Zach Royce tonight down in Austin, Texas there. It is going to be, let me see, at the UFCU Dish Falk Field. My goodness, I'm about to say bad words over that. But anyways, yeah, that's what's on the line tonight. There, the Austin Regional kicks off for Kansas State tonight down in Austin, Texas there against second seed University of Texas San Antonio. Can K-State do it again? We'll see about that here later on tonight there as they kick off regional there after getting in the at-large, one of the at-large bids there during the selection show there. So K-State is capable. We've seen it all year. Play with the best. Now we're into a move on in a situation where, hey, man, anything can happen in these things. We know that for sure, especially with K-State last year doing what they did last year. So sweep, the unexpected sweep to the Fayetteville Regional now, focusing on right now, the task at hand, Austin Regional, and you're facing a 44-win University of Texas San Antonio team tonight. So we'll see what happens with K-State has in store for us here as the second game. And, of course, the first game of the regional here is Tech, the number one seed, Texas, against Houston Christian, the four seed, to kick things off this weekend, the Austin Regional. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found. Free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. Is your first time listening to this podcast? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily. Except for one of the days this week. We'll be first to be notified about it. I already talked about the Podbean app. And go ahead and tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast, including a recent graduate. Congratulations to all the graduates who walked the stage in Manhattan, Kansas throughout the last couple weeks there in Manhattan, Kansas there as graduation season's wrapping up for the month of May. Congratulations to all the students out there, student-athletes, students out there in Manhattan, Kansas, or everywhere to be exact there as well. Boy, anxious to see what happens with K-State baseball tonight. Pete Hughes, Keegan O'Connor and Company taking on UTSA tonight to kick things off there. We'll see what K-State can bring the noise tonight down in Austin, Texas. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll have postcast coverage for you in the morning, folks. We'll talk to y'all then. Go Cats.